Welcome back on News Talk 94.7 FM, 970 AM, WMAY.
Always my favorite when I go to a place that has raspberry sorbet on the menu.
Oh, you start singing?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, for God's sakes.
I do. How can you not?
I don't want to ever go to lunch with you ever for anything.
Well, it's only if they have it on the menu. I don't just start singing whenever I go out to dinner somewhere.
I don't believe you.
It doesn't make any sense if it's not on the menu, Johnny.
We heard Danny talking about this a moment ago during the newscast, and this was being shared around over the weekend on social media. Sportscaster.
This always goes
Nashville.
Awry. Always goes awry.
Well, and this it's sort of been a thing of late of how can I work lyrics of songs into a sportscast or a bunch of puns, or there's been a lot of this going on.
Well, the guy who did it with Fife Dog from Tribe Called Quest did it very well.
Mm-hmm.
But unless you got to have just the right delivery, and you can't be overkill. It's kind of be organic.
Correct.
And this, you played the first 30 seconds, and I'm already like, eh.
So this is a Nashville sports reporter, Dan Phillips, who said he was doing a tribute to Prince.
Correct.
That's his words.
Correct.
I was doing a tribute
to Prince.
To Prince, this icon of music that passed away. I was going to give him his due in my sportscast. And they fired him. People, the station felt it was insensitive. Viewers didn't take too well to it. So we'll listen to Dan Phillips here, and you tell us 629-7970 if this feels like a tribute.
And could I critique and stop as it goes?
Well, yeah. There's a lot to critique.
Okay, all right.
Hope we can get through the whole thing.
Okay.
But here is Dan Phillips down in Nashville.
Dearly beloved, we're gathered here today to get through this thing called life. An electric word, life, but I'm here to tell you there's something else. The NHL playoffs.
Okay.
So when you call...
I'm a big NHL fan. I'm the biggest you'll see. One of the biggest. Mm-hmm. Even I think that's a little hyperbole for the first round of the NHL playoffs.
Yes. Okay. So he's taking these very recognizable lyrics, again, in a tribute to Prince.
Yes.
And said, but there's something more important. The NHL
playoffs. Than life.
Right.
The NHL playoffs.
There's something else. The NHL playoffs. So when you call up that shrink in Beverly Hills, you know the one. Doctor, everything going to be all right? Don't expect an answer, because he or she is probably checking out game 4 of the Ducks and Predators. Let's go crazy, Smashville.
Okay. A couple things here.
Oh, yeah. I would have fired him 30 seconds in. Get out of here.
I will say I give him marks for saying he or she.
Okay.
He didn't just assume the doctor was male.
Unnecessary, but okay.
I will give him marks for that. But the let's go crazy was a little too eh. And then I know they call Nashville Smashville, but let's go crazy, Smashville. You either got to go really over the top there. You can't go in between like he did.
Remember, this is a tribute
to Prince.
Let's get nuts.
Nope. Nuts.
Instead, Ryan Getzlaf is going to tuck the loose puck between
Pekka Rinne's
legs to give Anaheim a 1-0 lead just 62 seconds in. It stayed that way until midway through the second period.
Wait for it.
Oh, God.
There's a doozy coming. Just wait for it.
This is what it sounds like when doves cry and when Mike Fisher scores.
Okay. A couple
God
things.
Almighty.
We don't need the sound effect. That's just you. That's not what doves sound like. They sound like...
It doesn't barely matter.
That's what a dove sounds like.
Yeah.
Okay, first of all. Secondly, that is a horrible segue.
Yes.
You wouldn't want doves to cry when your home team scores a goal. Now, if he would have said, that's what it sounds like when ducks cry, because the Predators are playing the Ducks, maybe, just maybe, I'd let it slide.
First goal of the playoffs ties it up. But it was all downhill after that. It's 2-1 Ducks when Jamie McGill plays party man for the second straight game, batting the puck out of the air and into the net. That makes it 3-1, and the clock hits 0-0. Party over. Oops, out of time. It's the Ducks who are going to party like it's 1999.
He's shoehorning all this stuff in.
Oh, yeah.
It's poorly written.
Yeah.
I understand he's trying to make a tribute, and
it's not a tribute!
Well, I understand what he's trying to do. Because he's seen it done before.
Right.
Like that one guy, with, like I said, with Fife Dog. There was another guy who did some other musician that passed on. And if you write it well, it seems like it just flows. Mm-hmm. This is just a bunch of stuff shoehorned in with horrible delivery.
Right. And I would not, if someone is in Nashville watching this and is an ardent Prince fan, I could see them getting a little sideways. Because it does seem like he's taking advantage of the man's death.
If I'm more the Prince fan, I'm like, Prince fan, go cool, Prince in sports. As a sports fan, I'm offended right now because this sports report is horrible thus far.
There's a number of reasons for this man to get fired.
Yes.
Oops, out of time. It's the Ducks who are going to party like it's 1999. Anaheim evens the series with a 4-1 victory. So the Ducks are still two games from dying for you and the Predators. Game 5 is set for Saturday at the...
I would die for you.
Yeah, I know, but that makes no sense.
And he actually did the gun to the head, the 4, and then pointed at the camera.
Okay, that's awful. Mm-hmm. Plus, that makes no sense.
Well, has any of it so far?
Somewhat, but that one makes no sense.
The Ducks are still two games from dying for you and the Predators. Game 5 is set for Saturday at the Honda Center in Anaheim. I'm pretty sure that's on Alphabet Street. From one hot thing to another, a suddenly steaming Atlanta Braves looking to take 2 of 3 from the Dodgers. Freddie Freeman tells Chase Utley, I never meant to cause you any pain. I only want to see you laughing in the purple rain and not on first base. The Vanderbilt Bay.
I'm at a loss.
Oh, I know.
This is awful.
There's already.
I have a feeling his normal sports is pretty bad already.
Yes.
I have a feeling he was heading towards being fired already. Mm-hmm. But this writing, it doesn't make any sense.
Guy's been with the TV station for 10 years.
Really?
Yeah.
They don't have high standards in Nashville.
He's a well-known Nashville.
He's the goofball weekend guy, though, isn't he? You always have that goofball weekend guy like, yo, Zadie Sports.
He said, I want to thank everyone for the kind words and comments and positive feedback on this tribute I did to Prince last week. It really means a lot.
If Tim Weigel was still alive, this would end up in the Weigel Wiener segment.
Space. The Vanderbilt baseball team faces its biggest rival this weekend, and I can guarantee Tim Corbin and the Commodores won't drive a little red Corvette or their daddy's Thunderbird to Tennessee. They'll take a bus to Erotic City, also known as Knoxville.
Really? I've never heard Knoxville called Erotic City before.
No, don't think that's
news to me.
Yeah.
For what they're calling just another series.
I get the feeling also he's never really heard a Prince song.
I don't think he has either.
I think that's probably what it is. He probably went to Wikipedia and looked at the album discography and said, "Oh, okay, I'll just put
and then
these
looked
words
at some
here.
Lyrics and go, I'll just fit these in here. That'll make sense."
Too many times, right. And then they're not.
Clip, clip, clip.
Perhaps it's a sign of the times, the way the Doors are downplaying the rivalry, but you can bet Vandy will do the bat dance if they can sweep the Vols.
Okay, can I just say, at least he used that in the correct context talking about baseball. Okay. He worked a bat dance into a baseball story. At least there's correct context there.
Okay.
I will let that one slide.
Okay, that's 1 out of 8.
Exactly, 1 out of 8 has been okay.
Volunteers get started tomorrow at 5. After signing a $217 million deal this past offseason, David Price can buy plenty of diamonds and pearls or pink cashmere. Boston is delirious with Vandy alum's performance so far. 2-0 is he...
Don't give this man any credit. Don't. Don't you dare give him any credit.
At least that one, another one made sense.
Diamonds and
pearls made sense.
Remember, this is a tribute to the fallen Prince.
This afternoon, Price had a 5-1 lead against Tampa Bay, but he couldn't hold it. Commodore on Commodore crime here. Kurt Casale kisses this Price pitch over the Green Monster.
What was that Boston accent he threw in there too?
Yeah, I don't.
The Green Monster.
The keys. He could have said at least kiss it goodbye.
Casale. Kias is this Price pitch over the Green Monster. Later, Nashville made a Mookie Betts. Kias is this fastball out of Fenway.
Okay. How does that get through twice?
Right.
It's bad enough once. Shouldn't IFB have gone,
Stop it. Please stop.
And he does it again?
Yeah.
It wasn't funny the first time.
Yeah, I'm surprised the floor director didn't just, like, drag him off the desk right there.
Yeah. His fourth of the season.
Oh, then there's another Boston accent.
Out of the pot. Does he do this all season?
I hope. Well, no. The only reason he's doing it is because David Price used to be with Vanderbilt and is now a Boston Red Sox pitcher.
Justify this man's behavior.
No. But anyway, continue.
Is this fastball out of Fenway Park, his fourth of the season.
Oh, my God.
But it wasn't enough. The Rays get off, creaming the Sox 12.
Oh, are you kidding me?
Facing
three-time Cy Young Award winner Clayton Kershaw this afternoon. Trailing the Dodgers 1-0 when Daniel Castro tells Kershaw, baby, I'm a star. The shot to left is extra bases. Eric Eiber ties the game. It stayed that way to the 10th. Yasmani Grandal, you got the look of a hero. Off the wall, Enrique Hernandez scores the game winner.
He's shoehorning things in. You're right.
Thieves in the temple at Turner Field.
That doesn't make any sense!
In 10 innings.
Did he say they steal the victory?
Quarterback who could take
I think
the place
so.
Of that man in 2015. Jason McCourty,
I mean, if you're in the booth at this point, don't you just go to commercial? Don't you just take him off the air right now?
30 inning into this team's off.
No, you just let he's already made the news. You just let him hang in it now.
I guess so.
It's been a very long time, so
let's see how he
brings it home.
There's got to be a great little punctuation mark. If not, then he really, really sucks.
Yeah.
So no more bucket hats or raspberry berets from McCourty. Sounds like he can't wait to put on a helmet.
That was the end of the cast.
That was it.
Wow.
That's justifiable firing.
Yeah.
For many reasons.
Yeah, he just, ugh. If you're going to do it right. Good Lord. I'm disgusted that he's in the same profession as me.
I know.
They're thieves. They're not going to die for you.
Yeah, I know.
Shut up.
Yeah. Out. He's never getting a job again.
No, he better not.
Yeah. Enjoy your career as an accountant.
Yeah. 10:53 right now.
Sorry, accountants.
10-minute weather guarantee. He's going to be a blast around the water cooler when another celebrity dies, making a bunch of accounting jokes.
Stop.